Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Klipstein. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hook moves to second. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground that hits Hook. Hook is out and Post is safe at first. There goes Hook trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews takes first base on ball four. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matthews moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMillan moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to third for the out. Post moves to second. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Post moves to third. Temple moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klipstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Adcock moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan bunts towards first. Crow fields it and throws to third for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Thompson moves to third. Logan moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Logan scores. Bruton moves to third. It's 2-1, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn hits a line drive towards short. McMillan catches it and throws to first to double up Crandall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Post hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Aaron moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Adcock strikes out. There goes Aaron. The throw from Bailey and Aaron is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Klipstein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-2 in the game. Logan hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Bailey and he is out, Temple applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hoke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Crandall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-2 in the game. Sparn hits a pop-up towards the mound. Klipstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball towards left. Robinson catches it and throws to second to double up Crandall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-3 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-3 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive towards first. Adcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Reds 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Aaron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Post. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Aaron moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Adcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aaron scores. Matthews moves to second. It's 3-1, Braves. Raul Sanchez now pitching. Felix Mantilla pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. Matthews moves to third. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-3 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke has Matthews trapped. There's the throw to Bailey and back to Hoke, who tags Matthews for the out. Thompson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Torre now playing first base. Art Schult pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Raul Sanchez. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.